The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Nothing perfect or considered, but we're so damn good. It's the story of your life.
Morning glory, America. Bonjour, hi. I'm Hugh Hewitt inside the Beltway. We have a very big show today. A lot going on, including probably a visit from President Trump later in the program. You never know what can happen to a president's schedule, but we're hoping to hear from the president today. I want to open the show by thanking all of you who've stepped up to help me with food for the poor. The need has never been this urgent in Central and Southern America. Food supply relief chains are disrupted. The risk of famine has skyrocketed in Central America and especially in Colombia, flooded with Venezuelan refugees, as even day labor is disrupted by the virus. Even the ability to get the most basic of necessities, rice and beans, to people has fallen apart. Food for the Poor, though, has the best network. They deliver the most assistance. They are relying upon you. Our friends at Food for the Poor spoke to Marta, who's a mother in a remote Guatemalan village, through an interpreter. Here's how she tells the story of her children. There's simply not enough food for them on this day.
Les voy a dar, le dije, si tengo yo, yo les voy a dar, porque no tengo, ustedes también entienden, le dije.
Okay. I tell them that today we cannot eat, but another day we will have food. Yeah, we need to work in order to have food to put in our plates. I ask God for help for my children and to give us bread to have each day something to eat.
So that's hard for Americans to understand. It's, you know, it's hard for me to understand that people just don't even have a loaf of bread or a pear or a banana or something like that. That is the situation. Child mortality rate very high in Guatemala before the virus. Now the virus has completely disrupted everything. Look, your one-time gift of just $37 will feed one starving child in Guatemala for 6 months. Two meals a day for 6 months. So please, call in any donation, 855-359-4673. It's a toll-free call, 855-359-HOPE. Or join my summer campaign for Food for the Poor by going to HughHewitt.com and click at the very top on that emergency food banner at the very top. And thank you. There was an emergency at the White House yesterday. President Trump began his press conference. If you weren't watching, it was very dramatic. I try to watch them all. Cut number 10, he's at the podium, and this is how it goes.
I thought I'd start by talking about some mail-in voting that just was revealed, just the news. 500,000 incorrect absentee ballot applications were sent all across the state of Virginia, including to many dead people. This was an unprecedented mailing flub that's heightened concerns about the integrity of expanding mail-in voting and mail-in voting efforts. It's a disaster all over Virginia, 500,000 votes. So that's something you have to think about. We don't want to have a rigged election. I know that. And you have to be very careful when you mention, as you constantly do, Russia, or you mention China, or you mention Iran, or others that attack our election system. And when you have this mail-in voting, it's very susceptible. It's something that can be easily attacked by foreign countries and by, frankly, Democrats and by Republicans. And I think that it's something you have to start thinking about very seriously. Our system's not equipped for it. The post office is not equipped for it. And people should vote like they did in World War One and World War Two. And your numbers will be in 90 days or less. Your numbers will be very good, I think, much better on the coronavirus or the China virus. But it's something you have to look at and say, this is just crazy. This just came out, 500,000 incorrect ballot applications sent all over the state of Virginia to many people that weren't living. They had some sent to pets, dogs. This is what we're going to get into, and it's going to be a disaster, and it's going to be thought of very poorly. It's going to hurt our country. After our news conference Saturday night and the pro-growth announcement, we're pro-jobs, pro-health safety, executive orders, the stock market went up 358 points today. So we issued those executive orders, and the stock market went up 358 points today. It's quite a reaction. The Dow Jones and the S&P 500 are now up 50% since March. 50%. Think if you had money in there, if you put your money in March, you're 50%. The Nasdaq index continues to set new records. It's been up over 14 times, new record in Nasdaq. And the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones are going to be, I mean, the way they're going, it looks like they're just about going to be topping records, hopefully soon. Excuse me?
Secret Service walks up to the president and says, shots fired outside. President says, oh, and very calmly walks off. Now, it turns out shots were fired, police were not injured, Secret Service were not injured, but an individual was shot at the 17th and Pennsylvania intersection, which I know like the back of my hand. And that is unprecedented in the last few years. I mean, we had Truman attacked outside of the house across the street, the Blair House. And but there may have been others with jump on the fences that are, I can't remember someone civilian being shot. And it was not, I don't mean by that innocent, apparently quite the incident. I'll come back with the rest of the press conference, but I want you to hear Mitch McConnell as well. The president is right. The executive orders that he signed have had a very, very superb impact on the markets, because the markets did not want the ridiculous, obscene package Nancy Pelosi was pushing, which is giveaways to state employment fund, pension funds that have been badly run for decades. Mitch McConnell also did not want to pass a bill without liability insurance or at $600 premium unemployment. He explained yesterday, cut number 7.
One of those far left demands. Nobody gets another dime unless we indefinitely pay people more to stay home than to go back to work. Now, Mr. President, Republicans agree we ought to continue additional federal jobless benefits during this extraordinary time. Senate Republicans tried several times to stop them from expiring. The Democratic leader blocked us. Our view, which a majority of Americans share, is simply that it disincentivizes rehiring and reopening to pay people more to stay home. Statement of the obvious. It disincentivizes rehiring and reopening to pay people more to stay home. Plenty of Democrats said they saw the point and were happy to negotiate on this. Speaker Pelosi's on number 2. The House Majority Leader said, quote, it's not $600 or bust. That was the number 2 Democrat in the House. The senior senator from Maryland said, quote, we certainly understand we don't want to have a higher benefit than what someone can make working. Oh, no, but the speaker and the Democratic leader overruled them. No deal. No deal. Unless we pay people more to stay home.
He's right about that. And there's a Washington Post story this morning. New Trump chief of staff drew hard line during relief talks, challenging Democrats' approach. Mark Meadows is in the room, and he's a grown-up, and he is not going to give in to blackmail or perceived political advantage in order to bust up the economy. And I'm glad Mark Meadows is there representing the president on this. Other news and headlights in the rundown this morning. The vice president is close to his search committee wrapping it up. The Lebanon government has fallen. It's resigned. Economy had great news yesterday. College football did not. We look like we might not have college football, but college football stars and coaches are showing unity, trying to push to go forward with play. Even Jim Harbaugh made some sense yesterday, which is a remarkable thing. Global shares are rallying around the world on a bet of a new stimulus. Home building stock index reaches first record in 15 years. That's those low interest rates that Andrew and Todd.com are providing. Even China is back in the game as their July auto sales fuel hopes. But China is very upset with Donald Trump. They want him to lose. Look for them to interfere with our election. And then Jimmy Lai, who has been a guest on this show, the media tycoon in Hong Kong and an advocate for two systems, one government, and for freedom of the press in Hong Kong, has been arrested, as well as his two sons and members of his staff, as the Chinese government continues its crackdown. Perhaps I'll have a chance to talk with President Trump about that later in today's program. Don't go anywhere except over to HughHewitt.com. Help us out with the Food for the Poor campaign. In America, we argue over billions and trillions. In Central and South America, they're trying to get through the day with a banana. Food for the Poor is there to help them. Just go to HughHewitt.com, click on that emergency food relief banner, and come right back. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384.
800-500-8384. Hello, Mother. Hello, Father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining. And they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining.
Welcome back, America. Remember that Alan Sherman from years ago? It came to mind yesterday. I got a package of postcards from the Wild Adventure in Montana, TWA.us. You know, I recommend it every year. If guys want to go fly fishing and enjoy great food and great fellowship, this is the number one place in America. The Madison River is the best fly fishing in the country. And the Wild Adventure, TWA.us, great groups of guys, 12 at a time. Some know, some don't know each other. I got a whole bunch of postcards yesterday. Dear Hugh, hey, great recommendation. I strongly suggest you keep recommending it. If all men could deal with things and then grow from them, this world would be a much better place, and I didn't win the fishing contest either. Have a great day from Paul. Dear Hugh, thank you for turning me on to this great experience, TWA.us. I heard about it on your show and a couple of years ago. Did not get the opportunity until this year. Timing is good for me. I bonded with a great group of guys. Dear Hugh, I'm happy I listened to you. I had a fantastic week up here. Zena is a great friend of mine who also encouraged me at 10. I love you and your morning show as I drive to work. Keep it up. Don't give up. Thanks again, Kurt from Thousand Oaks, California. This one's a killer. Hugh, you didn't tell me what I was getting into here. A men's retreat. Come on. No, it's not. It was one of the best weeks of my life. Go Cornhuskers. Guy, clearly I had someone write it for him if he's from Nebraska. Dear Hugh, brings life in perspective, provides a vivid contrast to the doldrums of daily life. I'm glad they got to go to camp this year. I really am. All those postcards, which are up on the screen if you're watching on YouTube or Instagram or Facebook, I don't know why Jan Janura had them send these to me, but it's fun. The guys from The Wild Adventure. If you want to go next year, sign up this year, TWA.us. Hey, let me check those markets brought to you by Birch Gold. And you can go to Birch Gold by going to HughGold.com, HughGold.com, or by texting my name to 47 47 47. Text HUGH to 47 47 47. Gold dropped yesterday. It's down to $1,999.30. So it's below 2,000. I told you last week it was getting high, but that's when I buy, when it's high, and I buy when it's low. I don't buy in between when it's making a move. When it goes high, that might mean hyperinflation's coming, so I want to double down. Never goes that low, so I always add to it. You ought to have some of your IRA or your 401k rolled over into a precious metal IRA or 401k, or you ought to have precious metals in your safety deposit box at a bank. As a runaway money, is the kind of stuff you have just in case. Just in case is money, as they say in Love Actually. So go to HughGold.com or go to text my name Hugh to 474747. Birch Gold, best in the business. Yesterday, as the president noted, the Dow was up 358 points. Overseas today, everything is skyrocketing. Japan up is already closed, 1.88%. Hong Kong up 2.11%. England at this hour up 2.35%. Germany up 2.66%. It's way too early in the day to tell you what the market's going to do in the United States. But if overseas is prologue for the market today, it's going to be a terrific day. Who knows what it'll say by 4 o'clock? We might have a vice presidential announcement by 4 o'clock. That is in the news today, that the president... Trump, Vice President Pence have been waiting to find out who's on the undercard against Vice President Pence. Joe Biden, quote, weighs vice president pick after search committee wraps up, according to the Wall Street Journal. Joe Biden's allies have been told to expect an announcement midweek revealing his choice of running mate. Maybe I'll get a chance to ask President Trump about that a little bit later in the show. I may also get to ask him about Big Ten football. I must say, the Big Ten college presidents are risk averse. It's crazy. Jim Harbaugh made sense for the first time in his life yesterday. The college football players are safest in the controlled practices and games of Big Ten football, and they should be playing. They should not be cowering. You're teaching them to face life this way when they have every advantage. Look at a supermarket, will you? Will you look at a supermarket and you're taking these kids away their chance to play, to move up? If they do, they ought to be immediately eligible to go and join an NFL camp. Immediately eligible if they're going to take away their year to play. Don't go anywhere, America. I'm coming right back. More of Donald Trump's press conference yesterday. We've got David Drucker, Byron York, Admiral Stavridis, Richard Haass, and I believe the President of the United States this morning on the Hugh Hewitt Show.
There was a time a long, long time ago, Chevys and Levis played on the radio. No cell phones, just 20,000 lights swaying on a Saturday night. All right.
Welcome back, America. I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you so much for listening. As I told you earlier, yesterday's afternoon briefing by President Trump was interrupted by a shot fired outside of the White House. The president was, of course, escorted from the briefing room. The briefing room put on lockdown. He returned minutes later after the shooting had been subdued and the all clear signal came. Here's what he said when he came back. He just continued on.
Always quick and very effective work. But there was an actual shooting. And somebody's been taken to the hospital. I don't know the condition of the person. It seems that the person was shot by Secret Service. So we'll see what happens. And, did you have something?
Are there details about the shooting?
No, there are no details. We just found out just now. It was outside of the White House, this area right over here. And they'll have details for you in a little while. Somebody is taken to the hospital. It seems that the shooting was done by law enforcement at that person, at the suspect. It was the suspect who was shot. And this just took place. A couple of people outside. I noticed a man named John Roberts, who you know very well.
Yes.
He reported that he heard shots. He was outside and he heard two shots.
Mr. President,
we don't know yet. We don't know. They're going to find out.
Do you know if the individual said anything, sir? Mentioned your name, anything like that?
No. We don't know that yet.
It was the Secret Service that did shoot this suspect.
It seems to be. Yeah.
It seems to be.
Where were you taking, Mr. President? Were you taking to the bunker?
No, we're taking just out over to the Oval Office. Just told me when he came up, you pretty much saw it like I did. He said, sir, could you please come with me? So you were surprised. I was surprised also. I think it's probably pretty unusual. But very, very professional people. They do a fantastic job, as you know. So it seems to me, it seems to be from what I was said, there was a shooting. It was law enforcement shot someone, seems to be the suspect, and the suspect is now on the way to the hospital. I can't tell you the condition of the suspect. There was nobody else injured. There was no other law enforcement injured. And I just want to, we'll get on to the press conference, but I do want to thank Secret Service. They are fantastic. The job they do. From what I understand, the answer is yes.
He was armed, Mr. President?
That's what I understand. I don't know. You'll have to ask them.
What type of weapon?
I don't know that, no.
Male,
I don't know. You'll have to get there. They'll have a detailed, maybe a briefing for you outside later.
Did they say anything against you personally?
I don't know. I didn't ask that question. It might not have had anything to do with me. It might have been something else. But it was on the outside of the premises. The wall, the as you know, the fencing, especially the new fencing that they put up, is very powerful. But it was on the outside of the White House. Okay? And they'll have a full report. Secret Service, in a little while, will have a full report.
Are you rattled by this at all, Mr. President?
I don't know. Do I seem rattled? It's unfortunate that this is a world. But the world's always been a dangerous place. It's not something that's unique. The world has been, you look back over the centuries, the world has been a dangerous place, very dangerous place. And it will continue, I guess, for a period of time.
Does this make you think differently about your personal safety inside the White House?
No, I feel very safe with Secret Service. They're fantastic people. They're the best of the best, and they're highly trained. I don't know if anybody got to walk outside, but there were a lot of terrific-looking people ready to go if something was necessary. People at the highest level of law enforcement. There's nobody like these people. So they just wanted me to step aside for a little while just to make sure that everything was cleared outside because it was right in this area.
Why did you decide after that? Because obviously it created a lot of commotion. What made you decide to come back and continue the briefing?
Well, I didn't even think about not coming back. I said, am I able to go back? And they said, you'd have to wait a little while. I waited a little while, as you know, in the Oval Office area. And I said, can I get back now? And they said, yes. And they have a lot of fortification outside just in case. But it was one person.
Okay? You said the shooting was outside. How far away from the White House?
They're going to be giving you a full briefing in a little while.
Far from the White House, or was it right in front?
I can only tell you they're going to give you a briefing. It was outside of the premises. Near the fence, but outside of the premises.
So pretty close to here.
Yeah, pretty close. So I was telling you that the Dow Jones and the S&P 500 are now 50% above the March level. NASDAQ is setting new records. It's already broken the record despite the situation of having the China virus. We have new jobs are rising and unemployment is falling faster than nearly anyone thought. And over the past 3 months, we've created over 9 million jobs. And that's a record, a 3-month record. If you add it up, it's a 3-month record by far. And we've beaten expectations by 12 million or 12 million above expectations, which is pretty remarkable. Today we had great reports on new job openings, and there's clearly a housing boom, which has been incredible numbers in both housing and an automobile boom. We've rarely seen anything like it, and it's going on right now in America. Inventories are at rock bottom. Used car sales are at record levels, and we will have rebuilt. We're doing a rebuilding like nobody's ever seen. It's a big plus for manufacturing and construction. So construction's getting close to record territory.
Yeah, I've got to tell you, today is the day in Minnesota where they vote. Ilhan Omar is on the ballot today, the most radical member of Congress. The squad is radical, but she is the most radical member of Congress. And she is facing a very well-financed opponent who has been endorsed by the Minneapolis Star Tribune. His name is Anton Melton Mox, M-E-A-U-X. And Anton at Melton Moe has raised more than $3 million cash on hand to Ilhan Omar's $1 million. And that's because he got a very, the Star Tribune did a very good thing. She wants to lead a movement. He wants to represent the district. And so we'll be following through on those election results tomorrow. Plus, they've got primaries today in Wisconsin, Connecticut, Vermont. It's primary day all over. In Georgia, there's a showdown for the special election for the congressional district in the northwest corner of Georgia, where we're going to get a new congressperson as well. Lots going on electorally, which I'll bring you up to speed on tomorrow. I want to go back to President Trump's press conference yesterday, where he talked about election meddling. And here he just says, look out. Cut number 12.
Thank you, Mr. President. You just mentioned President Putin and possibility of inviting him here because he's important. Your own director of national intelligence has said that Russia is currently planning or actually meddling in the election. Have you raised that directly with Putin ever?
They said China, Russia, Iran, and probably others. But because of the fake news, they seem to think Russia plays the best. So,
yeah, no, it's not me.
So what they do, it's all right. Well, I'm just saying the way the politicians look. The other day, they said the three countries, they said China and Russia and Iran. And some reporter got up and said, Russia is meddling. I said, well, didn't it mention China and Iran? Why didn't you mention them, too? So I don't know. You know what I'm telling you? I'll tell you who's meddling in our elections. The Democrats are meddling by wanting and insisting on sending mail-in ballots where there's corruption all over the place. If you check what happened in New York, a small, relatively small race with Carolyn Maloney, and they called her the winner the other day because I was mentioning it at conferences and getting a lot of action on that statement. So they called her, they declared her the winner, and they have no idea who won. And the person, her opponent, is very angry. But they had mail-in voting. And they had hundreds and I think even thousands of ballots that are missing, that were fraudulent. Take a look at the Carolyn Maloney race. Take a look at Paterson, New Jersey. Take a look now at this one in Virginia, where they mailed out 500,000 applications. And they go into people that aren't supposed to be getting an application.
Now, I tell you over and over again, we left California, the Fetching Mrs. Hewitt and I did in 2016 to move to the Beltway. Our old house had two ballots delivered in March, because that's just the way California rolls. They send ballots everywhere. President Trump did get to the job numbers from Friday. This was important. Cut number 13.
New jobs are rising and unemployment is falling faster than nearly anyone thought. And over the past 3 months, we've created over 9 million jobs. And that's a record, a three-month record. If you add it up, it's a three-month record by far. And we've beaten expectations by 12 million. We're 12 million above expectations, which is pretty remarkable. Today we had great reports on new job openings, and there's clearly a housing boom, which has been incredible numbers in both housing and an automobile boom. We've rarely seen anything like it, and it's going on right now in America. Inventories are at rock bottom. Used car sales are at record levels.
Now, the president may be calling me at 8:30 or so. So I'm going to have to tell you now about Relief Factor at length, because I will be talking to him. And ReliefFactor.com is what I take every day. And I went out yesterday and got 8 miles in. And I would show you, but it'd be ugly. Wore a special thing on the Achilles. The Achilles heel feels great, but it wore out a patch on the back. You know, this is not going to repair blisters. But even though it's lukewarm coffee, it does keep me in the game. Should keep you in the game, too. You ought to join the tens of thousands of people who use ReliefFactor.com every single day. And I do it because I want to stay in the game. Someone told me yesterday they were going to start. I got to remember who it is. Someone said, I've heard you for years. You really trust this. I say, yeah, you heard me talk. I doubled down. I had the soreness in the Achilles tendon area. First time in years I've had that problem. And I think it's because I was picking up the putting the pepper on it, as we say, on Saturday, and paid the price on Sunday and took double down on Monday. But got out and did eight yesterday. Not fast. Back down to slow. Don't want to aggravate an injury. And I have a blister to show for it. But ReliefFactor.com, look, there are tens of thousands of people who take it every day because it supports the temporary relief of minor aches and pains. I know who it was now. I remember we were talking about his discs. And I said, you know, it's not going to repair a disc. That's not what it does. It's not magic. It's not a silver bullet. It's nothing like that. It are the natural supplements that doctors will recommend routinely for people, but it's created in such a way and balanced research at the best amount. And it's easy to open, easy to swallow, easy to remember, best packaging, best design I've ever seen. The only supplement I take. And I said, you know, I think it's better than over the counter, but, you know, it's not going to fix a disc that's been fused. And we agreed that's not the issue. You can't do that. But lower back pain, you bet. Shoulder pain, you bet. You bet your knees are barking at you. It'll help. Also want to remind you about HonorBoundCoffee.com. HonorBound Coffee is made by the same people that make ReliefFactor.com, but with a key difference. They make money off of ReliefFactor.com because they're a for-profit business. HonorBound Coffee is the way Pete and Seth Talbot give back to the military families that serve. Every bag of coffee they deliver to you through the mail, 100% of the profits from Honor Bound Coffee go to military families. HonorBoundCoffee.com. And you have four different blends, four different grinds, 16 choices. It's terrific. HonorBoundCoffee.com, ReliefFactor.com. Come right back. David Drucker joins me right after the break. Welcome back, America. Hugh Hewitt inside the Beltway, joined by David M. Drucker. You can follow him on Twitter at David M. Drucker with the Washington Examiner. You see him all over TV. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Hugh.
The vice presidential selection of Joe Biden is said to be imminent. We went through our standard internet jokes last night about never hurting heard of imminent. Who's it going to be?
Well, you know, if I knew that, then I'd probably be in a different line of work if I could predict the future.
Yeah. So what do you guess?
My guess, Hugh, is that it's going to come down to Harris, Rice, and my dark horse, just because I think it's interesting, is Duckworth. Now, when you look at what the vice president has said he is setting out to do, he said it's going to be a woman, so that makes that part of it easy. And you look at, you know, who they've vetted, and you look at, you know, the balance that he needs to strike with his age and his place in the party and how important the African American vote is to him. And that's kind of why I've settled on those three. Now, obviously, Duckworth is not an African American, but she's a combat veteran. And what I like about at least Harris and Duckworth is they've run for office before, and they've been a little, Harris in particular, has been through the fire and been vetted in public somewhat, but there's nothing like being thrust into this. And that's why I think the Rice pick would be a little bit risky. She's never run for anything.
I think it's a crazy idea. I mean, it just opens up so many old wounds and invites so many old discussions. Why did ISIS get started? What happened in Benghazi? What about the unmasking? I mean, just so that the lying on the Sunday shows, I just can't imagine it. I've always said Kamala Harris. I've been saying Kamala Harris would be on the ticket for 3 years, as you know, because she is just, it's just so easy to pick Kamala Harris.
Right. And I actually think because she gave Joe Biden a hard time early on, it's a great pick. It's a perfect pick. And I think that Kamala Harris is ambitious and she would be willing to team up with Joe Biden and carry his message. And I don't think that would be a problem at all. I think that would be a problem for somebody like Elizabeth Warren. And look, I will, you know, just to finish my thought on Rice, the one reason I've included her in the final three is what Joe Biden cannot afford to do in a time of crisis with his age is pick somebody that people feel would not be ready to lead on a moment's notice in a crisis like what we've been dealing with. So he needs somebody that people would feel is smart enough and vigorous enough and understands government enough to get the job done.
Well, I'll tell you who would scare me. Gina Raimondo.
Her problems.
Gina Raimondo would scare me. The governor of Rhode Island, Rhodes Scholar.
I don't think you can. Right. But I don't think you can pick governors because governors have not had to answer questions from national reporters. And I like the Harris pick because she's already been vetted.
And once around the block teaches you something about presidential campaigns. And they all crack up the first time, right? There isn't a presidential candidate who just walked in the last 40 years without cracking up a couple of times in their race car.
That's correct. So, you know, somebody like Raimondo is very impressive, and I could pick out some other governors that are impressive, even, you know, maybe a couple of House members, but you have not been through this if you haven't at least run for the United States Senate. And by the way, you know, if you've been a U.S. Senator, the way it works there and why I like covering the Senate is we just get to roam free and ask senators questions anytime we want. And you're more prepared from a media standpoint to address a lot of both the important and also silly gotcha questions that you get asked as a presidential candidate. And if you're a governor from Rhode Island or anywhere else, you've been dealing with state press and potholes, even in time of COVID, it's nothing like the questions you get now. And I've seen governors get tripped up with stuff like this all the time. We saw it in 16 with some of the governors that ran for the Republican nomination. And I think you saw it in 20 with some of the Democrats that ran.
Now, I want to go back to this question about the Senate for a moment, David, because Mitch McConnell, you had said yesterday from the floor that they were being unreasonable on the package. In your reporting from the Senate, is there any sign of life of renewed negotiations over the replacing the president's executive orders with a more comprehensive plan?
I mean, nothing that I've seen yet. And look, I think there are two problems here. Obviously, Democrats aren't in the mood to give, but also you've got a split Republican caucus in the Senate. There's, you know, roughly about half of the Republicans, maybe a little less, but roughly half don't like the idea of a bill, even of the size that Mitch McConnell and his colleagues proposed to begin with. And right now that hurts the Senate Republicans' ability at least to have some leverage, but it creates a problem overall in addition to House Democrats, which I'm not absolving here, but I'm just saying when you're looking at Senate Republicans, the fact that roughly half of them were suspicious of a $1 trillion bill and are concerned about its size and scope just makes it hard, is another factor in why it's been hard to get something done.
Yeah, Ron Johnson said yesterday he hopes nothing comes out. He hopes it's deader than a doornail. And Ron Johnson will be a guest tomorrow, but I think he speaks for, what, a third of the Republicans, David?
Yeah, something like that.
I think you're right. David M. Drucker on Twitter, America. Do not miss anything that he tweets and anything he writes for the Washington Examiner. Come back, hour number two, straight ahead. A couple of great guests, hour three. I'm expecting President Trump. You never know what happens, but I'm expecting President Trump. Don't go anywhere. It's the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.